Hallelujah. You gave us lips to praise you and to say thank you. God, help that bubble over in us. Help that to grow to greater heights of gratitude. Understanding who you are and what we are and what we're made for and what Christ in us, the hope of glory, is. And Lord, to come into that fellowship and that knowledge and that glory that I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's. And it's His desire that's toward me. It's for me. Lord, let that be received today. And God, just grow it up in us to greater heights and depths and lengths and breadths. We just thank you for it. May this just magnify you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today to Matthew chapter 25. Precious, familiar portion of Scripture here. This sweet passage encouraging us of many layers of things. And so grateful for the ministering of the truth. So thankful of the gospel of Paul that opens up Revelation. Opens up this passage of Matthew to understand the beauty of the prophecy that's here. But it says in verse 1, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." And notice, it was in their vessels with their lamps. "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." So you know right there, this isn't speaking of the bridal company, is it? Because she's not sleeping. She's awake. So what we have here is even a different company of believers that God is ministering to here. And they do need to be ministered to. But you know, there's things we can take out of this too for us. And I believe by the grace of God, we'll receive it this morning. "But while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom comes, go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose, and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, went in with him to the marriage," and that means to the feast, by the way, "and the door was shut." Now, I thank the Lord, we see very clearly there is a way, and but one way. And we're seeing a pattern here, a way into all of God's exceeding promises. It never changes. Here what we have is the representation of the 144,000, brothers and sisters. These 144,000 come out at the second watch. That's out of Mark chapter 13. You can go there and study this out, and I encourage you. It's a glory here. But these 144,000, which is that Jewish remnant, praise God, that is spared during the tribulation time, and then as the enemy and increases in the world, turns on the Jew, the Lord delivers them and takes them up to heaven. And we thank God for this. Praise the Lord. But these represent the guests that are at the wedding. There'll be more guests too. There's a lot of guests at the wedding. Did you know that whenever I've done a wedding, matter of fact, there's more guests than anybody. You know that? Oh yeah. Matter of fact, there's a guest, there's a whole innumerable company of them that'll be there as guests at the wedding. Oh, yes, they will. See, there's different companies that come into heaven at different times, and there's different companies of people that are seen in heaven doing different things and enjoying different things. Just like here you have the guests at the wedding. In John chapter 3:29, it gives you those that are the friends of the bridegroom. See, there's guests at the wedding, and then there's the real friends, those close friends of the bridegroom. And those are seen, and we know that those are the Old Testament worthies of faith. Those are the friends. That's the cloud of witness that's with him right now. The friends of the bridegroom, it says, that are waiting for the voice of the bridegroom. They're waiting for that voice. The voice of the archangel, the trump of God. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. And oh, how the joy will be complete then. See, they're waiting as well too with him. When will we go with you for you to meet your wife? It's exciting. So you got guests, you got these wonderful friends of the bridegroom. And you know what? I kind of saw this the other day. It was so wonderful. Because you got the guests, and then you got the bridegroom, and then you got all of his friends that are with him. And they're there for one purpose. They're there to see the bridegroom's glory. It's the truth. They all gather there for one purpose. The announcement and the presentation of the bride. And in this case, the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, how could it be that every child of God would be the bride when the Word of God is so specific here? You got guests, you got friends of the bridegroom. And they're all there to see his glory, his wife. And it's because, and I'll just say it plain, they don't know. And if you'd like to know, God will show you this. And throughout the Word of God, the Word will come alive. Genesis 24 will jump out. All of those brides in the Old Testament, they'll come forth and you'll see. You'll not just see the story, you'll see your life there. You'll see that this message has been calling out to you. You'll see that you've been a sweet family coming out here. And I don't mean to point them out, but I love them so. I love them enough to tell them the truth. They don't come out here to sing, they come out here to hear the bridal message. When you come in here, you didn't come in here for any purpose but to hear the bridal message. You may think you're here for some other reason today. I got news for you. God's in control. And his word don't return void unto him. And he's got you in his sights. And he's ministered to you time and time again. And if you've already made the move, make more of a move. If he's already just ravished and broken your heart, let him break it over and over and over again. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Praise God. But see, that bride, that's that goodly pearl that's going to stand with him in glory. That he will make known to all that I love her. She's mine, love. And I'll tell you what, those will be the ones that will rule and reign jointly with him in the midst of the throne. As it says in Romans 8, once again, it could not be any clearer in the 19th verse. It tells us that there are heirs of God. They're children of God. Very simple. As a child of God, you're an heir. But then there are joint heirs. Those joint heirs, that definition is a husband and wife. Those that will rule and reign jointly together with him. It says there's heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. See, it changed from an heir of the Father. See, my sons are the heir of this Father. Are you listening here? They're the heirs of this Father because they're my children. But I got a joint heir. A joint heir. And she's my wife. And let me tell you something. She suffers together with me. But she also is glorified together with me. She's my wife. She's Mrs. Jesse Odorsio. Now, no one else really cares, but she does. And that's the bridal truth. Most Christians don't really care, but she does. Do you get it? When you're the one, you care. When you know you're it, that's all that matters. Huh? Amen? I saw that recently. It was so sweet. There they are. Praise God, you come in here, honey. I got to embarrass you a little bit. It's okay. It's family. It's what we do. But I recently saw this sweet Stephen, and there were all those guests at his wedding. The majority of them were guests. And then he had his friends. He had a lot of friends. They have all those attendants. Man, that guy had a lot of friends. But then everything just kind of vanished into everything, because there came his glory. And what a glorious bride, honey. You're beautiful. And all eyes were on her. And he then presented her that day, his wife. See, you have to not want to see this to not see it. You have to just want to fiddle around with it and just go with the goo. Don't do that. You don't want to miss this. You don't. See what we have here, which is so sweet. You got a vessel. You got that lamp, right? And there's a goal. There's a purpose. In this case, for this group and this company, the purpose is to be guests at the wedding. That's what they're called for. That's their glory. Hallelujah. And it's full to them because it was the promise that's given to them. For us, it's the same manner. We're a vessel, praise God, a lamp, a light. Amen. By the grace of God, the light, the treasure that's in us. Amen. But we have a different goal. We have a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's not the guests. That's not even the friends. That's the bride. This is this age. This is why this has come forth. This is exactly the purpose of this age. And yet, even though the goal is different, to obtain that goal, the power is always the same. You have to have the oil. You have to have the oil. The oil, by the grace of God, is the power to attain. It's the fuel. It's the passion, isn't it? Amen? The oil makes it your lifelong passion. And we know what that oil is. It's the Holy Ghost. And when you have that oil, you know what happens to that vessel? It lights up. It lights up. The oil lights the vessel up. The Holy Ghost lights the vessel up. That's why without the Holy Ghost, you can hear this, but you're not going to light up. And there's going to come a time that it's not going to be anymore. You're either ready now, or as this wondrous portion of Scripture, there's a portion of them that attained to it, and there's a portion of them that heard it, that didn't, because they didn't have the oil. Now, how sweet it was to hear all of the studies up at camp. And it was very precious to my heart as the Lord began to deal with me with this up there. Such depth and clarity, I thank God for, again, his faithfulness. But a couple of the ones that came and ministered the word of God spoke of a freight train. And how sweet the freight train. Nothing more powerful almost than a freight train. At the time when that thing was introduced, you know that thing blasts through snow? I mean, it just goes through everything. You don't want to get in the way of a freight train. And it's amazing. They're fierce. And what a vessel. And then that freight train is put on a track. It's on a track. It doesn't just go out there and go. It's put on a track. It's put on a track for a special delivery, an exact purpose, an exact location, and it should even be at a precise time. That freight train. And for us, praise be to God, you think about what Jesus has placed us on. the most narrow, precise, before ordained path that is delivered at one place. His prize in the midst of the throne glory with him. Amen. But yet, you can be this beautiful, incredible freight train. But without the oil, without the fuel, without the passion, you'll just sit there looking pretty. But what a shame to never finish, never get to the place that you were built for and intended to be. What a shame. What a shame to hear all this glorious truth and to just watch it all go by, as opposed to just feeding on it and eating it and letting it propel you through it all. Now, I saw a lot of passionate camp. Oh, I saw a lot of passionate camp. It's marvelous. So many got filled with the Holy Ghost. Young lady, praise the Lord, had just been coming a few. Matter of fact, I think she only came to church one time, but she ate dinner with us and came up and spent a couple days with us and said, you know, I want to go to camp. I want to see what that's about. I remember sitting down with her and I said, honey, there's a purpose to this camp. Yes, it's to hear the word of God, but specifically to hear the ministering about the Holy Ghost. And that young lady received the Holy Ghost up there. Very successful, very accomplished young lady. But thanks be to God, somehow Jesus shows you, you got a need. It's him. Then as I mentioned, how young, like a little Marcus, then our sweet Kathy, praise God, up there in years, she told me not to say. I'm just teasing. She's beautiful. I'm so grateful to God. She was tickled. Not only did she receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, she was laughing in the Spirit all night, that precious woman. You're still glowing, honey. It's wonderful. Don't be ashamed of it. Let him shine. But in particular, praise God, there was a young man, 16 years old. Is he here today? Okay, that's all right. I know he's here in his heart. But old Natalie and Bill's Jesse. Now we know Jesse, if you don't know him, but we know him, he's a precious vessel. You talk about a spark plug. But if you don't know Jesse, he's been touched with a condition, praise God, they call Down syndrome. And I'll tell you what, he's one of the highlights of this meeting. And God said, I even got more for him. But you know what? That young man, he knew he needed the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, he did. I tell you what, I've never seen anybody more adamant to get the Holy Ghost than Jesse. I'm not kidding you. He put every one of us to shame. And not just for an experience. I mean this. Not just for the sign. I'm going to tell you the story here, and I want you to stay with this. It wasn't just for the sign of the wonderful tongues. You need to have tongues come upon you for the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost in your life. If you're still caught up into that you think that you're filled without it, you're wrong. You're wrong. You've been told wrong, and I'm not blaming the people. Let me tell you, the enemy would want to tell you wrong at any turn. It's clear in the Word of God. I'd sit and talk to you, but the thing is, you need to want to receive it. The reason, praise God, Jesus Christ told those disciples they needed the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said to those disciples, I mean, come on, people. Really, people, all of us. He said to them, I have many things to tell you. 3.5 years with them. 3.5 years. They tarried with Jesus, the disciples. They saw the wonders of the Lamb of God. They knew that he was the Christ. He was their Savior. They believed him. They touched him. They saw him speak these things, the miracles that he did. There was no doubt. But even though they were with him personally, could sleep with him, hear him, all the different things daily, he said to them, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot understand them now. I have things to tell you so deep, but you can't get it. You are unable. And he told them specifically, that's why I'm going to ascend into heaven. This is the plan of God. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send you the Spirit of truth. He's been with you. He's been with you. They were saved. They were saved as much as I was saved when I accepted Christ Jesus as my Savior. He's been with you. And He shall be in you. We don't have much time. There is an urgency. And there's ones that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, He's been with you. He's with you. See, the Holy Ghost has to be with you, to accept Him as your Savior. Do you understand that? That's who comes to you to receive Him. You're not going to get one bit of truth without the Holy Ghost. Even the bit of truth of Jesus as your Savior, unless He comes to you to minister, to take Him as your Savior. Every one of those disciples, the Holy Ghost dealt with them to receive Christ as their Savior. He knocked on, if you will, the heart, door of their heart. Will you accept Him as Savior? And they said, yes. Come in. And that invitation was accepted, and Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, not the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ came into their life. You understand that? That's why it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me the moment I am saved. Not the Holy Ghost lives in me. Christ lives in me. All right? Now, here was more. And it was for a purpose. And the purpose that was ministered to them, and the purpose that was known to them, that He made known, was that you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, then the miracle of the power that the Lord truly was speaking to Peter about, was the power of understanding, the power of knowledge. Only the Holy Ghost can give you the power of understanding and knowledge. He's the only one that can give you love shed abroad in your heart that you want this truth. If you're lacking desire for Paul's gospel, you're lacking either the filling of the Holy Ghost or you're lacking the fullness of the Holy Ghost. You're rejecting the oil. You're putting it off. You're encumbered with things. You have this message, but it's something that you don't treasure. It's something that's not your first love. Call on Him today. Call on Him today. Call on Him today. Say, Lord, this is Your desire. Your desire. I'm Your desire. And Your desire is for me to have this desire. This wasn't just for a few. He said, I would that all men. He did this for all men. All those men. All our sin. That drove those nails in His hand. That tore all the flesh from His body. For you to have it all. Now, my oh my, back to Jesse. There he was on Sunday night. We got to camp. Oh, I got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He's the first one down there to pray. He's down there praying. We're praying with him. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. I love how he says Holy Ghost. He doesn't like his L's. He says, Hoey. Give me the Holy Ghost. Give me the Holy Ghost. And that sweet man, he prayed sincerely. Well over an hour, maybe an hour and a half. He tarried and cried and carried on. He was going to wrestle the Holy Ghost out of the Lord. I know it. And you know what? It didn't happen that night. And here come Monday night. He come down and praying even more adamantly, oh, I want that Holy Ghost. I want that Holy Ghost. And then as ones began to receive the Holy Ghost, he got closer to them. And he'd get in there. He wanted to grab that Holy Ghost. And I want him so bad. And it broke your heart because he had such a desire to have the Holy Ghost. And I've seen that. I know that feeling. I sought to receive the Holy Ghost, but thanks be to God, I sought to receive him. Amen. You'll never receive him unless you seek it. Amen. You won't. And then come Tuesday. So we're down to the last night. And he's not looking good. And Jess, he's with his counselor. I appreciate Evan. He's a sweet man. God's encouraged him in the truth, but he is his counselor, and Jess wanted to talk to him, so they were talking, and Jess said, I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. And it's so sweet because then he goes on to say, and I need a wife. I need a wife. I need a wife. He'd be praying with me, and he'd say, I need the Holy Ghost, then he need a wife, and I looked at, I think it was Brother Dean, and we kind of smiled at each other and shook our head and thinking, what is going on? And finally, Evan says to him, he said, now, Jess, you're 16. We got lots of time here. You'll have a wife. I'm sure the Lord will give you a wife. And Jess said to him, oh, no. I need to be God's wife. I want to be God's wife, and I need the Holy Ghost to be God's wife. You know what happened that night? His mom was saying to him even, and it's okay, Natalie. He'd been praying about an hour. Well, we got to go home. No, Mom. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. And you know what? Our brother got the Holy Ghost. And he went off into speaking in tongues. And it had to be that night. Because there had to be more ministering that went on. The ministering that went to Evan, that came to us, that we're visiting on here tonight. See, I'm going to tell you something. That's what passion is. He that wills to know will know. See, God's not a respecter of person. You better quit sizing up people and sizing even up yourself. And let me tell you something. That sweet brother Jesse, he knows. He knows. And this is what I want you to understand here, which is so precious. Those disciples huddled up at Pentecost, just like sweet Jess. They huddled up at Pentecost to receive the Holy Ghost. They did not go there to receive tongues. Matter of fact, I'm very confident they didn't even know that that was going to happen. They did not know that that was going to happen. They got into that upper room because the Lord said, you tarry here and I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. And he's going to fill you. You tarry though. You believe this. It's not a flipping thing, but it's not hard for God. Just like salvation. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. You believe this. And they tarried. And the reason that they tarried is they knew that that Holy Ghost would cause them to be able to understand, yea, the deep things of their Savior. They wanted that. They didn't want Jesus just to leave and say, well, that was something. I mean, he's with us and we were just so inept and inadequate that we couldn't understand everything that he really wanted to tell us. I got more faith to build because it pleases my Father. And this is how it's going to go. This is how it's going to go. Amen? So you think about this, about faith. Greater things than I, Jesus said. And you think about the faith that the Old Testament worthies of faith had to believe the things where God set them in front of a sea to part it. Amen? Put them all those years, 400 years in slavery in Egypt. God said, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to give a deliverer here. You know this. It's coming. And they had to believe and wait for that. Do you think you got something to believe and wait for? Amen. And I'm talking about even when you tarried for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And they tarried for that. And they tarried because they wanted to know the truth. They wanted to know the truth. They wanted it. Praise God. And they wanted the power of the full knowledge of Christ's plan. And you know what? They got it. And the evidence came. And the evidence came that they had it. Because there came the tongues. And then they were able to go back to Joel and figure out all these different things. Oh my. You know what? The word of God told us this was so. Aren't you thankful that they didn't come out of that room and said, oh, well, you know what? We've got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, we got the Holy Ghost. And then about a week later, you know what? They'd be wondering, do we have the Holy Ghost? How do you know you got the Holy Ghost? See, when you don't know you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to always wonder, do I have the Holy Ghost? The Lord gave you something here. You never have to wonder if you have the Holy Ghost. You'll never have to wonder again if you have the Holy Ghost. You'll speak in tongues. You'll speak in tongues. Now, here we go. That's the oil. And it's clear. It's clear. Without the oil, you might as well forget it. You won't even remotely attain to what you were built to receive. You won't even remotely. Without it, you'll always see the finishers afar off. You'll be one of those like the sons of the prophets that really just get bitter and start to even ridicule ones like Elisha that went to get the double portion. You know why? Because you didn't have the faith to believe it. Boy, what an indicator of where you're at with the Holy Ghost. When you're bitter, I'll assure you, you've shoved that way far away from your life. Without it, God forbid, you talk about needing a tear to be wiped from your eye. You don't need to be that guy. You do not need to be that person. You don't need to finish this life saying, I wish I had. See, when a tear has to be wiped from your eye when you see Jesus, that's a I wish I had life. I want to have a life like Paul. I want to lift up that crown and kiss it. It was the glory of my life because it's your glory. Now, all I can tell you is, by the grace of God, desire it. And it's God's word. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you need to remain full of the Holy Ghost. Let's not forget that. This isn't an experience. And I am so thankful to God. These kids did not get ministered to go up there for an experience. They were ministered the reason for the Holy Ghost. See, there's a lot of people of God that are filled with the Holy Ghost, but they don't even understand the purpose because they don't know the truth. And the truth is just right there to receive. Read through John, you'll understand completely in an instant. If you'll read it, what was there that Jesus wanted them to have. What Jesus wanted to prepare us to receive. The order of the Lord is so perfect. Why would it be that the Holy Ghost would come at Pentecost? The ability then to be led into all truth. And then just a few years later, here comes the Apostle Paul with the message of the mystery of Christ. Because if Paul came with the message of the mystery of Christ before the infilling of the Holy Ghost, it wouldn't have been in any order. That's why you try to understand the bridal message without the infilling of the Holy Ghost. It won't ever happen. It'll just be a story. It'll be something you don't understand. You'll be like the Shulamite's little sister. She wants to be married, but as the word of God says, you're not even near ready, honey. You have no breasts. You're but a little child. This is serious time. I love you, huh? I can't tell you how much I do, but I love you because of Jesus. And I love the word of God for you. It's exciting. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to minister this precious truth. There isn't anything more valuable. There isn't anything more lovely. Enter in gladness and thanksgiving. Take it. And by the word of His grace, take it now. And don't wait. This is our witness. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Now, let's pray. Oh, yes. And we thank you, Father, for this. And we're grateful to God that it is that one that sheds that love of God abroad. Lord, help us to grow up in that love and to understand, as Jesus said through Paul, to know my love. To know my love. The depth of it, the height of it, the length of it, the depth of it, the breadth of it, every dimension of it. Lord, let us understand and enter in to receiving the very love that you love us with, to love you. Thank you for the ministering today. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that hearts would be moved to come this morning to praise you. Those that are not filled, to come today to ask you, Lord, fill me. Those that have been some time since a stirring, as Brother Paul said, stir up the gift that's within you. In Jesus' name, you're the one that does it. And we give it to you, and we thank you, our precious Savior. Amen.